was in a little email exchange here with Kim Beaver, and wished her a belated happy birthday, because she did not tell the podcast, the Podosphere, that it was her birthday. Anyway, so she said, "Thank you, my darling. So nice of you to think of me. Think of it. I hope your preparations for the big trip are going well. I am sure it'll be a blast, and you'll have to tell us all about it. How does the fat cave smell? Is the hammock as uncomfortable as it looks? Is the Mickey Mouse thing on the cupboard a lamp or a telephone? And does Big Fatty really know all about the hams? So I will bring you this and much, much more, Kim. So you will just have to tune into some episodes once I get back." She says, "Have a great trip, dear. Enjoy and take care. I'm sure all the Southern gentlemen will be thrilled to meet you, M-E-A-T. And we all know how charming they can be. Pick a magnolia bud for me, dear." I might just scratch a magnolia bud, too. Thank you very much, Kim.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How does the fat cave smell?
Anal humor, farting and shitting.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4766 of the BFO for right, the 15th of May. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and big news. Cake lovers, Big Fatty, sounds like your voice is changing. It does sound that way, doesn't it? Y'all, it's not popper throat. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I've already forgotten what you are today. What did I say? Cake something? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Y'all, y'all, it's just upstairs, it's just mush. Yes, Big Fatty, downstairs, it's just mush too. Oh, Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar. I hope that no one is offended. Is anyone offended?
I am offended.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but faux celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today for right. Y'all, it's a new entry on the mock and calendar. Y'all, I had to verify this date earlier in the day on Thursday. Y'all, not met this person face to face, but y'all, he's become quite the part of Mr. Cackle's life. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he is up there. In the wherever Mr. Cackle is, the Finger Lakes District. No, Big Fatty, that stink pot. Anyway, y'all, soon to be moving into Gray Gardens there with Mr. Cackle. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Mr. K. Big Fatty, we love Mr. K. Y'all, evidently he's going to be pushed out of an airplane this weekend. Y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, he used to do he used to do a little show, and I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. The Turnip Head will remember. Y'all, I don't think he owns an upper body garment. Y'all, quite the looker. He's out there near Dr. Stone in the San Diego. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Shirtless Jay. Big Ready, we love Shirtless Jay. And y'all, then on Sunday. Sunday, two of the most important ladies in my life. Y'all, the first is sitting right here beside me. Oh, Big Fatty, you remembered. Well, it's on the calendar. Oh, okay. Y'all, the other in the Faroe Islands. Yes, you know who it is. They used to run the lodge. And now they're just spending all their time with the hats and at the cannery and the sheep. Y'all, on Sunday, it is not only Poodle's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Betty, are you ready for my kick order? No, not yet. But it's also the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Miss Kim Beaver. Big Betty, we love Miss Beaver, former number one fan. So, y'all, if you see Mr. K, Shirtless J, Poodle, or Kim, wish them K. Oh, Big Fatty, I love a good old-fashioned hop pluck. It's true. Y'all, just thought I'd play something kind of light as I tell you about my day. Y'all, this is from On Golden Pond. You know, that was with Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. Oh, Norman the Loons. How you doing, Charlie? Oh, Charlie. Y'all, that's one of the worst Katharine Hepburn. Oh, I thought that was Henry Fonda. I'm sorry. y'all, just one of my favorite songs, and I know that Captain D from Tennessee enjoys a good harp pluck. Big Fatty, that's tough to say, it is. But we'll have more about Captain D in a few minutes. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was just a quiet night here in the villa. Had a little ice cream novelty. Y'all, have you noticed that popsicles and things like that are referred to as novelties? Oh, Big Fatty, we love a novelty. It's true. Did that. I had the news on, but I really wasn't watching. That Tom Yamas was indeed on the news. And y'all, then I was gonna switch over to the sports ball, y'all, I realized I had not watched the Jeopardy Tuesday night. So y'all, I watched it, finished it just in time for the Wednesday night. Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Wednesday night Jeopardy. So I watched that, and y'all, then it was time for the Survivor. And y'all, I was sitting there watching it, and it was about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. You know, those are 90-minute episodes, and y'all, a little after 8:30, and they were heading to the tribal council, and I'm going, well, this is interesting. Y'all, they had two eliminations on Wednesday night. Y'all, they had a reward challenge, and I'm not going to tell you who went home, but next week is the finale on Wednesday. And y'all, I think we've got some surprises. They're down to the final five now, and I think they've got some surprises for them on that last episode. Y'all, one thing that is not a surprise is that the finale will be live from the City of Angels. Miss Gail King is going to be there. Oh, yes, Big Patty. How about Gail and King? I hope not. Anyway, y'all, and then y'all headed to bed. Had a little bit of trouble falling asleep. Anyway, slept like a baby. And I got up on Thursday morning, had my breakfast. What did I have for breakfast? Oh, I had some, y'all, I had gotten some lemon ginger biscuits. They had a little glaze that you put on top of them. I had the last of those this morning with good old butter. And y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And so I read the paper, did my puzzles, had my coffee, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. I did Fat Acres. Y'all had come back here to the villa because y'all, I was, Big Fatty, what's wrong with you? Well, I can't get the words out. I may need some help.
It's just the continual anal humor.
Big Fatty, who the hell's that? I don't know, but they showed up at the right time. Yes, Big Fatty, they just got pooped right out, didn't they? Yes. Anyway, y'all had to run home, take care of business, and then I was off to senior size class. After that, did the big circle, came back. I had me some a little Snicker snack, watch The Price is Right. Y'all, that I watched the finale of the America's Culinary Cup program. Y'all, it's the greatest cooking competition ever. And y'all, they awarded the cup, and y'all, it must have been made of cheap plastic. Cause y'all, the person that won is just kind of swinging it around. They weren't having trouble holding it up or anything like that, but they did win $1 million. So that's good. But y'all, if that never comes back, I'm okay with that. Y'all, speaking of quiz programs, I learned that this summer that the dancing is going to do a spinoff. And y'all, it's going to be hosted by that Robert Irwin. You know, he is from down there in the future. y'all, it's going to be a competition to choose the next newest pro for the dancing. And I think there are like 12 people that are competing, and y'all, it should be interesting. I think it starts like in the middle of July. Yes, Big Buddy, right around the time the Big Brother is, y'all, I don't know what the date is, but I'm looking at the marking calendar here, and it may be, I don't know, it's the middle of July. So put that on your VRC. And, y'all, then I got myself a shower after I watched that, and y'all, I laid down, took me just a little nip-a-nap. Big Fatty, you were snoring it up like there's no tamari, it's true. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
He simply has far too much interest in farting and shitting.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, she's not wrong. Well, it's true. Y'all, I got a gas report from that David B. Used to be the host of The Occasional Fag, which is pod-faded. But David wrote in to say that that the regular gas was $4.49 up there in the New York City. New York City! And the high test was $5.39. And the limes were $4 for $3. Big fatty, those are, that's kind of high. Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it is. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we've been waiting for it. We've been waiting for it. Here it comes.
Big Fatty's live most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Now, y'all, I don't know whether to credit this to Kathy Marshall's detective skills or not, but y'all got an e-letter from Patty Bacon, and it's subject is Eric cleaning my linoleum. Okay, it says "Ole Big," you know that's hello backwards. It says it's me, Patty Bacon from Nitroba, North Dakota. Ole, Patty Bacon. Big, my car phone is out of commission again because I didn't pay the bill. So I'm hopelessly behind on little shows. I did want to check in with you in case you were worried sick about me. I have been. And it says, I'll put you at ease that all is okay. Now you can focus your concerns on that Gus Chad. And y'all, I'm worried sick about Gus Chad too. Worried sick. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure he's my next gentleman caller. Okay. No, I'm sorry. Big, I'm assuming you're watching that wise-ass Robert Lowe's quiz program. I'm very smitten with contestant Eric. They're making him out to be the bad boy, but he's all good for me. I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure that he's my next gentleman caller. He's a fine piece of craftsmanship. Spoiler alert, his winnings so far are more than enough for a plane ticket to Nidraba. What's even more sweet is that Mother Bacon will absolutely loathe him. I can hear her now. Patricia, that man has a beard. What is he hiding? Is he a terrorist? Big. None of that matters to me. I'm also hearing Mother Bacon say, Patricia, calm yourself. You're acting like a dog in heat. Oh, my stars, how could I forget? Ole, poodle, it's me, Patty Bacon. Ole, Patty Bacon, it's me, poodle. Anywho, Big, I'm counting the hours until I see my man Eric again. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty, thank you so much for that catch up. And yes, I have been worried sick. In fact, Kathy Marshall's been on the lookout for you. So if you see her, you can send her back to San Francisco to the so-so question desk. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds like a lovely idea. Y'all, I'll close with one thing. Y'all, I'm just going to kind of brag a little bit. you know, I got that new sliding screen from my back door so I can leave the doors open and enjoy the cool air. Y'all, I got my electric bill for this past month, $83.29. Big Fatty, it sounds like the screen door paid for itself already. It does indeed. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all got sad news on Thursday. Captain D from Tennessee, his mother passed away on, I want to say it was Monday, so we're sending out thoughts to him. And y'all, young Nicholas called me Thursday afternoon, and his one of his friends that he considered a brother also passed away, and I think it was yesterday. So y'all keep Captain D in Tennessee and young Nicholas in your thoughts. Yes, me Fanny, we will indeed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Dr. Stone. You know he's got a big trip coming up. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, those colons are locking up.
How does the fat cave smell?
Anal humor. Farting and shitting.
Oh! Okay. And this comes as a surprise to no one.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.